Uber Home Loans has released its latest Uberometer, looking at the residential property market in the first quarter of 2021. It shows that the average purchase price rose by 13.8% in the period when compared to the first quarter of 2020. And it notes that first-time buyers continue to take full advantage of the positive property market, while banks seem to be quite keen to get home loan business. Well, to tell us about their residential property market observations, I'm joined on the line by Race Dyer. He's the CEO at Uber Home Loans. Race, thank you very much for joining us. Now, your Uberometer has noted a whopping average increase in property prices. In what segments of the residential property market are you seeing the most buy and sell activity where sellers are able to fetch favourable prices?
Thanks, Mapu. Very much the market that we play in is the sort of 3 million and below market, mm-hmm. but probably primarily concentrated in the sort of 600 to 2 million rand is probably where the vast majority of the activity is. And that's certainly where we're seeing most of the buying activity happening at the moment.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you mentioned is that people's tastes for buying a certain property is also now driven a lot by lifestyle choices. What do you mean by that?
I think with the lockdown and the pandemics, a lot of people have been working from home, obviously, and that's changed the views for people in terms of the properties they want to buy. So, you know, commuting to the office has become less of a concern and a focus more on slightly bigger properties, more space for families, separate workspaces, and we're definitely seeing, and even some of the areas that were considered holiday destinations, more and more people are buying the properties there to actually live and work from.
You've described the residential market as a first-time buyer's market. What are your observations in that regard? And I presume the low interest rate environment remains a key factor.
Yeah, absolutely. So demand very much being driven by the low interest rates, coupled also with banks still strongly willing to lend at higher loan-to-value. So we're still seeing about 61% of our customers coming to us looking for a 100% loan. And banks, across the banks that we're working with, we're getting an over 80% approval rate on those customers. So banks still very hungry and looking for business at that sort of high LTV market.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think that's a factor of? Because, of course, there's always that element of risk. Is it, you know, there's quite a lot of competition among the banks or financiers to get that home loan business?
I think it's definitely a function of competition. I think also the expectations that interest rates will probably remain low for some period of time to come. So stress on customers in terms of certainly home loan repayments driven by increasing interest rates is probably less of a factor than it may be normally, given the expectations of low interest rates for a while to come.
Yeah.
And banks do build in, certainly in their affordability calculations in assessing the customer, they do build in an assessment that interest rates will increase and they qualify customers on a higher interest rate than the current rate.
Yeah. And what are you seeing in terms of people who've traditionally been tenants? Are you seeing many people who've been tenants turning to buy property?
We've definitely seen a shift from tenants. We encounter a number of people who've never actually bought property in our first-time home buyer base that have been renting for some time that are seeing the opportunity to get into the home buying market for the first time. And for many of them, including things like their levies, the purchasing of the property at the current rates is more affordable in some cases than what they were paying in rental.
Yeah. Like with anything else, when you're shopping for something, it's good to shop around. How useful are the home loan comparison services one can get in order to, you know, get a feel of where the market is at?
It's probably more essential now than ever before, just given some of the differentiation from banks in terms of how they're looking at credits across the market. So, you know, for a particular bank, we may get a 40 or 50% approval rate, from another bank a 70% approval rate, and pricing also very, very different, and certain banks favoring their own customers relative to non-bank customers. So the importance of being able to go to multiple banks for quotes is actually critical in this particular market.
Do you foresee the housing market now beginning to see price increases that beat inflation, given that our inflation rate is quite low, or we're not quite there yet?
No, we're definitely seeing it in that bottom end of the market. As I said, the 2 million and below, we're definitely seeing price increases starting to ratchet above inflation. We're probably seeing 7% plus in those areas. But at the top end of the market, still probably some price deflation happening there. So very much a different position in different segments of the market.
When are we going to see the bubble get popped, or not just yet? Is this 2021 still going to be a good year, you think?
It's the magic question that no one can seem to answer. My personal view is, I think, given low interest rates, I do believe it will continue to see strong demand for as long as interest rates remain this low. I think some of the problems in the property market is just lack of stock in the areas where the demand is so strong. Simply we're running out of stock in those areas, so that may curb the volumes. But I think demand will continue for some time to come.
Great stuff, Race. It's great talking to you. That was Race Dyer. He's the CEO at Uber Home Loans.